So, you're tuned in to Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. Hello. It's been a while. Nevertheless, there will never be another long period that I'm away from you again. Seriously. I just came back from hell. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not. But, yeah. Not an awesome vacay spot. But when you go there, it definitely builds your character, and you learn a lot about yourself when you go to hell. So I'm just now getting back, you know what I'm saying, survivor in the flesh, me and life. I wanted to, my first recording, by all means, has to be to inform you that, like, don't be afraid to cut someone off. And I indirectly seen that quote yesterday, just when I was playing on Instagram. And guess who said that quote? Pepco. Don't be afraid to cut anybody off. But you know, like, those words stuck with me. And it was bigger than me just reading a funny ass quote or meme or whatever you call it. It was because it was preparing me for what I was going to go through today. When I tell you, like, the laws of attraction never lets you down and it always has your back. Funny, I would read that yesterday, right? And today, my daughter's, I got her these cute little, what do they call it? Bell-bottom pants. With the cute little bell-bottom-ish looking type shirt that comes off her shoulders. She's one. It was fucking adorable. I sent that picture, I sent it on like Instagram and stuff like that, because I thought it was super duper cute. And she's amazing, and she's my daughter, so I love her. So I'm going to post her. I sent the picture to my grandmother, and my grandmother's like the person who raised me. My parents weren't there. They were very, very young when they had me, still in like 9th and 10th grade. Anything, little rascals. But I mean, it happens. But here I am. And you know, I was raised by my grandmother. So I value and respect and cherish and for a long time wanted to make sure that I, you know, didn't make her feel any type of way about anything that I did because of the fact that she raised me. You know what I mean? I felt that I was like indebted to her, so to speak, to be, you know, listen and, you know, follow and kind of let her take control of my journey. Or, you know, drive my car and I'm just sitting on the passenger side while she's driving hers and mine, if that makes sense. But today, I realized, like, sometimes the people that we love so much, the people that we cherish so much, are the ones that help us create these limitations that we get stuck in. And those limitations leave you with nothing but heartache, headache, and what is the word I'm looking for? Woulda, coulda, shouldas. That, dang, it's right on the tip of my tongue, excuse me. What you want, you didn't do what you shoulda did, like you regret it, excuse me, your regrets. And I remember, like, when I was like growing up, certain things that my grandmother would say to me, I'm just thinking of it, thinking on it now as I've gotten older, this is the reason why I act this way when I'm in this type of situation, or that way in that situation, because I've been molded to think that certain things are right or wrong because of how my grandmother, her thought process was. And I don't think that our parents or grandparents intentionally, you know, help set these fucked up limitations for us, because they can't teach us something that they don't know. Nevertheless, as you get older, you start to realize, dang, this, you start to have a mind of your own, of course, and then you're like, this isn't that, come on, guy, you know what I mean? And okay, so anyway, long story longer, sorry. I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. I sent my grandmother the picture of my daughter with the bell bottoms and the shirt that comes like over her shoulders a little bit. Would you believe that my grandmother said to me, this is the person, like, I cherish every word that comes out of her mouth, even if it's like a profanity type word, I worship it. She's my grandma. So she said to me, she's just a little girl. Why are you trying to live your life through her? She doesn't need to have lip gloss. How did life turn out for you? And you wear clothes like hanging halfway off you, and you got your hand pops out. It's like going on and on, right? Like, first, my daughter didn't have on no lip gloss. That's the song. Sad ponytail with the lip gloss. Ooh. I like light skin Keisha. Sue me. You know what I mean? I was just singing a song, and I don't even know if she even really got to look at the video, but immediately, these were the things that she says to me back in a long-ass paragraph. And it's like, dang, I actually was just having fun with my daughter. And I was singing a song, and you misinterpret it. And then you, like, send me a paragraph worth of, I feel like it was evil almost, but it's my grandma, so it's not evil. But do you see where I'm coming from? Like, you see how I just justified, it's my grandma, so it's not evil. If it's evil, it's evil, is the point I'm trying to bring out. Sometimes the people that we love and cherish, or the ones that we want to be there so bad, they hurt us and help us set the weird limitations that won't let us progress. We can't grow. So immediately, if you feel like someone is doing that to you, my best suggestion is to run the fuck as fast as you can. Because you want to know something? Like, it doesn't get better. And here I am, like, I can't even as much so go on without telling this to somebody, because, dang, this happened to me so that I could warn someone else. You know what I mean? Like, you might hurt one person, but it could save millions. These people, they may not intentionally be doing it, but it's being done, so get the fuck away. Like, that's just it, that's all. There's nothing else that needs to be said about it, you know what I mean? The sooner we as people understand that, like, nothing should surprise us. Absolutely nothing. You know what surprises me? Loyalty. People encouraging, uplifting, upbuilding. I mean, you see it here and there, but it's definitely, that surprises me. These things, like people wanting to hinder us intentionally or not, that shouldn't surprise us. We should be like up right on time. You know what I mean? Just always remember to be like Pepco. Don't be afraid to cut anybody off. And on my next podcast, I'm going to read verbatim what I said in my text message, because I want to know, what do you think? It was like, because it's my grandma. Like, so at the end of the day, I'm never going to be disrespectful, because, like, who does that? It's my fucking grandma. But I'm not going to let her thoughts, or her, like, judgment, her judging me, hinder me, or, you know, just get in my way. Because when you have a vision, or when you have something that you're trying to accomplish, or you want to do something, don't let anything or anybody stand in your way, get in your way, discourage you, or just, you know, throw you off focus. Because people don't want to see you doing anything except for something similar to what they're doing or below. Change scares people, because some people are incapable of change. They want everyone to be that way. It may not be on purpose or on purpose, I don't know. And, like, it doesn't pay my bills, so I don't have that type of time to even investigate it, if this makes sense to you. Don't be afraid to cut anybody off. Pepco. Thank you for listening. Excuse me. Thank you for listening. This is Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. I hope that this has opened up a door, or opened up, you know, your minds and hearts and souls to let you know what's really going on out here. And stop acting ridiculous, because nothing should be surprising to you. Somebody jump in the air and stay, that's surprising.